Moving in the Morning with the Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
All right, freakos, glad you are joining us for the pod. Always grateful and a lot of choices, a lot of things to do. You chose us.
Yay!
Go to mix1079.com. Find out all the shenanigans that are going on with the radio station and Matt Harris and Ramona Holloway socials, the Mix socials. Rate and follow the podcast and share it, definitely. I haven't told you yet what's coming up in a little bit, Ramona. Toe wrestling.
No, absolutely not.
I'm just saying, do you want a piece of it?
So, my niece posted this BFF picture at the beach with her friend, and instead of like holding hands, their toes were intertwined.
No, that's
like you know how you have that spacer when you go to get a pedicure. Yeah. Like their toes were doing that. And when I tell you that picture made me very uneasy, like I felt triggered and I didn't even know why, I can't deal with that.
You don't even want to look at it?
I can't deal with
that. It's going to happen. Mac from FNZ and me are going to wrestle.
No.
To explain to people, you put the big toe, your big toe, between the other person's big toe and next toe, like in the webbing. And then you arm wrestle like you try to push the other guy over.
Okay, so let me get this straight because I love Mac. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. He really is. But one day he called me in the studio because he found some dirty socks in the pocket of his jeans. Mm-hmm. Like, you won't believe what I found in my pocket.
I get that.
Sir, that tells me that you're wearing dirty jeans, okay?
Right,
that's all it tells me.
No.
You're wearing dirty jeans. So you've got dirty jeans, guy.
Yeah, come on.
And a man we'll call Matt Harris who doesn't wash his feet.
Oh,
he
I
doesn't
do.
Wash his feet.
Wait, you don't wash your feet?
What do you mean sometimes? Like, okay, every once in a while.
Well, if I've been
quarterly.
If I've been hoofing barefooted, I will wash them. But like if I have socks on all day, I'll just let the soap and everything run down there.
Okay.
I have very good smelling feet.
So question that I have is, when you get into the shower, do you wash your feet, like physically wash your feet, like with soap and everything?
Only if I've been barefooting.
Oh my gosh.
Or sweating, if I ran or something. But like if I was just through the day wearing socks, then there's no need. Everything will get down there.
Why wash your feet?
Yeah.
Why wash your face?
Soap gets down there eventually.
Why?
It does. I, somewhere over the past few years, just let the soap take its course.
No,
like,
let the soap take its course.
No, you have to get down there and
it runs its natural path.
So these are
it's
the
like
toe wrestling people.
Rafting.
These are the people who are washing their feet are like, yeah, we're good.
Yep.
Our feet are clean, but we're keeping them to ourselves.
Yep.
And the people who are like, meh.
I don't know if...
Clean schmeen!
Schmutt,
you are the people who are going to be toe wrestling. Please let me know when that's happening so I can not be in the building.
You're going to have to watch it.
Watch it for what?
I wonder if I have to... Should we each have a toe shower before we...
Yes!
It should
be like going in the pool at the Y.
Yeah,
you shower first, then you get in.
I think the lint could add... Like friction.
And if you're going to have people there's gripping, somebody's got to record that for you or go live. They shouldn't be subjected to dirty feet.
Well, I want you to be the referee.
No. The smell. No.
Are you about lost it there, didn't you? Started coming up a little bit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's the picture. Are you really throwing up at the thought of us toes entwined?
The thought. Like, I have this gift that allows me to have smell recall and also have smell imagination.
Smell.
And the smell imagination from Dirty Socks Man and No Foot Washing Man just makes me ill.
No.
The thought of what, because I've been in a men's dorm. I was an RA in college.
Yeah.
I know what
no smell.
Double
I'm
toe jam
you.
Can
yeah.
do.
I don't no. smell. I have great smelling feet. Now, my friend Andy can never do this.
You think there's someone walking around going, you know what?
A bit.
I'm stinky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I am stinky.
Some people know it. My friend Andy has webbed toes, so he couldn't do this because you couldn't squeeze a toe.
Well, would that be an advantage for him, though? Like the fact that he has
what
the webbed toes, so he couldn't get in there deep enough?
What are you talking about?
I couldn't get my toe in there.
JD's so positive. Can that be an advantage? What if there was a swim? What was like a toe triathlon?
Yeah, right?
Good.
You wrestle and then you swim.
Yes.
Web foot guys like to
web feet are problems when you're doing wearing a flip flop. You know, you don't got a lot of depth in there. The web toes.
Obviously, he doesn't wear flip flops.
I hope he does.
Yeah, he does. And
I hope he does. Mandals all day.
He doesn't like being mocked about it, but
you know what?
Andy,
I'm not going to judge that because I have very ugly feet.
Yeah.
I've been told.
Yeah. You would take webbing over what you have. It's such a disaster down there.
No. I'll keep what God gave me over webbing. Yeah. 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 Because sandal season exists. Okay. And I'm not a very secure person as it is.
Yeah.
So, I don't need web feet to add to my insecurity. I'll stick with my bunions.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to be calling them out publicly on that. Oh, well. Sorry.
Yeah. On that one, buddy.
What do you do?
Hey, I don't wash my feet. What do you say for me?
I would wash them more if I had some webbing clean.
Really? That's what it takes? Yeah. Man, if I had web fingers, I'd wash my hands, but I got regular fingers, so what the heck?
Well, that brings us to, and I don't know particular reason, but you see some interesting feet at Walmart. There's my segue.
I was going to die.
You're going to die at Walmart?
I thought I was going to die at Walmart. I'm a fan of Walmart shenanigans videos because I'm not a part of them.
The people of Walmart things and stuff.
When you see the stuff online, it's different than being in the middle of it, okay? So I had just run into one of my favorite managers at my local Walmart store in Belmont. What's up, bro? And I was telling him that...
The only person in the world that knows managers at stores all the time. That's so weird.
I'm a shopper.
I'm a friendly shopper. There's a few restaurants. I don't know about Walmart. I mean, that's dedication.
But that's dedication.
I like it.
The Walmart store in Belmont is a lot smaller
than
your average Walmart. And there's some people who I've been seeing, like I've been seeing this guy for 7 years.
And you stop and talk to him and everything?
Why wouldn't I?
That's weird to me.
Why wouldn't I?
Because I don't stop and talk to him myself.
You
wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only person you do talk to.
I'll give highs.
I was just telling him, I am so thankful for how peaceful our store is. I am loyal to this store.
Nuts.
I pass a Walmart store on my way home to get to this one because it's so peaceful. Why? The very next day was I coming home from a meeting in Charlotte, and I decide to stop in a Walmart that's on the way versus being loyal to my sweet little Abby Walmart that even looks like a church in front.
It is glorious.
Is it glorious?
From the outside to the inside. Never met the manager.
Seriously,
but it is.
My Walmart has church windows.
It does.
Serious?
It does.
Yes.
Wow. It's beautiful. It does.
Like my stained Walmart, glass windows?
It does.
Liz. Right.
They were from the Abbey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Because the land that our Walmart store is on is actually owned by monks.
Okay.
So the monks were like, listen, we're going to have a little monkification up in here. So it's a very wonderful place. I love it. So why the very next day did I decide to stop at a Walmart store that was not my Walmart?
Yeah,
next thing you know, I'm pushing my cart and this store-wide alarm goes off. Like evacuate. And customers are all looking around, and I'm like, dude, are we supposed to run out?
Really?
Like, what's going on? Do you think it was followed by an announcement like, hey, everybody, don't panic, or, this is a random alarm, or this is a test.
What was it doing,
Yeah, and some people are like, let's get the heck out of here, and other people seem to be like, this is just...
I would have done nothing. I would assume that somebody shoplifted or something.
you think they send off that alarm every time somebody shoplifts at Walmart?
No,
it had to be something big. They never made an announcement. Yep. Never made an announcement.
So you're telling me, even after, did it ever stop the sound? And what was your reaction? Did you leave, stay?
Oh, Matt Harris.
You stayed, of course. Went to shop.
What?
Oh.
What?
I don't think it's shopping.
I like low prices, but I'm not trying to die.
So you left.
Over some grapes.
Did you have things in your cart?
Yes. I was shopping.
And you just got the hell out of there?
So, okay, there's like a major, like not just a, attention shoppers, we have. No, there is a major alarm going off.
Okay.
There are some people who are like looking around, scurrying, and other people. The majority of them who are acting completely unbothered. So I assume that this is their regular store and this is the regular kind of thing that happens. I have never in my life experienced that type of alarm in a store before.
Did you see workers anywhere?
No, which told me either they were all hands on deck or they were like, Walmart doesn't pay me enough of this. I'm out.
Did you walk fast, run, scurry?
I walked fast, and I made sure I kept looking around.
Just kept going. Left your shopping cart.
Am I the only one? No. Like, seriously, what would you have done?
I think I would have just kept shopping. Yeah, I think I would have been like...
Bullets.
Yeah, I would have looked for the exits and start filing that direction.
Right!
If I only hear that, then I'd be like...
Like, if there had been an announcement that says, you know, this is a test of our emergency store system, you know, they have a Walmart radio station that plays in the store.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Could the Walmart radio people have said, hey, everybody, we're testing the system, or don't be alarmed? No, it was just... random alarm, like there is an emergency. And when I hear an emergency alarm, it's like, turn around, don't drown. I listen to the warning. And it's the people who don't listen to the warning who wind up getting jacked up.
I thought maybe it was like some sort of, there's great prices now in the... lingerie department.
I don't think you're going to throw that alarm off.
At Walmart?
That's going to be your issue in the first place.
Sexy prices in the lingerie.
Sexy prices in the cotton ball bag briefs.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. But
if you can die for lettuce all you want to, I am not willing to die.
But you weren't interested?
To save 5 cents.
Did you go back in just to find out what happened?
I took my happy hiney straight to my Walmart store in Belmont, where I greeted everyone with a thank you for working here.
You're not going to go back and ask? Like, yeah.
I
would be interested.
Hope I have learned my lesson, and I will no longer stop at the convenient Walmart on my way from point A to point B. I will stay true. To either my Gastonia Country Club Walmart, if you live in Gastonia, you know which one that is, and my sweet little Belmont Abbey Walmart.
What are the odds of it happening twice?
Walmart, sir! It's Walmart!
I think I'm going to Google it and find out what happened. No. Why is technology? What's the deal, man?
You know, I just moved.
It's official?
It is official. Yeah. I am in my new home in Gastonia.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous owners, amazing. Also, fans of the show.
Great.
But they were far more technologically advanced than me.
Which isn't saying much. They could be 5-year-olds.
Very true. No, that's not true. Because most 5-year-olds now are very technologically
advanced. That's what I'm saying. 5-year-olds are more
than you. I'm like, toddler, will you show me how to use my phone?
Yeah.
So I am very anti-technology. I identify with your father with his flip phone. I mean, that is me.
He loves his
flip phone. It as basic as possible. I am okay with turning on my own lights and not, Alexa, turn my lights on.
Same.
Alexa, make it hotter. I'm okay with just actually walking and doing the things.
The old school.
So the only way I can generally find my phone in my home is what? To use my landline. Yes, I'm that person.
Oh, jeez.
Call my cell phone.
So you still have a landline?
One of my friends gave me a tile thing, and I'm like, so I'm expected as an anti-technology person to know how to hook this thing up?
Really?
No, I can't do it.
You can also, doesn't your phone beep or something when you yell at it or something?
Well, no, because I have it on Do Not Disturb a lot. I have it on Do Not Disturb right now.
Yeah.
I'm in studio. I'm in meetings. I'm doing things that require me to be on Do Not Disturb, okay?
So once
Do Not Disturb is on, I am done. Therefore, I use the home phone. So I get to the new house, and I find what appears to be the plug-in for my phone, and I'm so excited. So excited.
What do you mean the plug-in for your phone? Plug-in for the landline?
Yeah.
Like the jack? The phone jack.
Why are you saying it like the jack?
Because I'm surprised there is one.
There is
I haven't seen one of those in years.
And why? I can't believe you have a landline.
Well, thank you, little niece of mine. It turns out that the reason why my phone situation isn't working out in the new home is because what I thought was the connection for my landline is Ethernet.
Yeah, of course it is.
Ethernet.
1990s stuff.
Ethernet.
Yeah.
So So now I can't have a phone. Okay. So I am trying to figure out. I'm in the house and I'm freaking freezing. Okay. Yeah. I am freezing to death. I can't figure out how to use the
nest?
Little nest thing that they have. They said
what?
Because every time someone, when it relates to technology and also cooking, every time someone says, all you have to do is, I want to choke them. I want to choke them. I want to punch them in the throat.
This is insane.
I wish very bad things on them. Jesus is still working
on
me.
That's right. Yeah, you're insane.
All you have to do is, so the owners were nice enough. They were there for me. They were, the owner showed up for me when I moved in.
Gosh.
And they took the little thing off the wall. And then they said, all you have to do is point your phone here for the QR code. And then you can blah, 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 blah,
YouTube
blah, 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 blah.
That's what you hear.
YouTube it. I got my Nest. It's easy. All you have to do is
I didn't even know you were supposed to turn it.
To turn the
air conditioning up or down. I kept pushing it and it wasn't doing anything. I kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
Why would you think so anything different than what it used to be? You used to have to push it all the time.
I have never, ever, ever had a nest in my life.
Okay, all right,
I get it.
I don't know what the cameras are doing. I'm trying to get new internet. I'm not even sure about what's going on there. So I'm like, you know what?
They're probably watching you.
I'm gonna keep this situation as basic as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not upgrading to these fancy locks that I can just punch in.
That are all
that are
convenient.
I'm not doing it.
So you're gonna have call a 90-year-old to come in and set it up for
so
you.
So I have a locksmith coming today.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean, am I kidding?
You're so analog.
But then I finally realized that while technology isn't my friend, the more I resist it, the more it tries to take me out.
Sure.
Well, no, so I have not been able to get my mail.
You can't get your mail.
Because I have a hole in my purse, in the lining.
Oh, no.
My mail key fell down into the lining and I didn't know it. So I thought I'd lost the mail key.
That's not technology. That's
also, I lost the key to the door, the back door.
Yeah.
In the garage.
This is why you have the codes that you punch in the door, so you don't have to worry about keys.
Exactly.
So now you're going to do it.
No, locksmith is still coming.
To take out the punch code thingy.
But I have a plan.
Oh, no.
I'm getting a new purse.
That just makes you, that you know, that's not really an answer.
A new purse?
That's spending
where
money.
The lining
okay, sure,
isn't ripped,
sure.
And I don't have to worry about
that's
my
not
keys.
The
so you're spending money to transform.
Actually, thank you for that, Liz. Thank you for that. It's not the problem.
You're the problem.
Because whatever problem. I resist is going to persist.
Good Lord.
But it's not until I get locked in this house and I am freezing and that I will finally give in. But
and
I tell
boneless.
You what, I'm
ridiculous.
Still fighting it.
Ridiculous. Alrighty. Always feel free to reach out to us, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Mix1079.com, and Mix Socials. Please share the episode and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 1079 and always streaming live at Mix1079.com.